Title: Retro Rave System, Percussion Layer Ghost in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that separates a clean, modern drum loop from that real old school jungle, early DNB warehouse off a big rig feeling. We're making a ghost percussion layer. And when I say ghost, I don't mean spooky, I mean quiet but present. A rhythmic bed that you don't really notice as a separate part, but the second you mute it, the whole groove suddenly feels slower, emptier, less alive. Think subtle hats, shakers, tiny rides, rim ticks, little conga nudges, and a bit of dirty room tail. The main break still does the punching. The ghost layer does the rolling. We'll do this with Ableton Live 12 stock tools only, and we'll lean hard into sampling mindset, layering, envelope shading, bus processing, sidechain breathing, and a quick resample to glue it into a loop that feels like it came from a record. Let's set up the project so everything locks. Set your tempo somewhere jungle friendly, anywhere from 164 to 172 works, but I'm going to aim at 168 BPM, because it's a classic rolling zone. Now load your main break on an audio track. Amen, think, hot pants, any crunchy break works. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. And set the envelope around 60 to 80%. Quick coaching note here. If your break starts getting too clicky and spitty in the top end, that envelope amount is usually the culprit. Bring it down a bit until it feels natural again. Cool. Now we build the ghost track. Create a new MIDI track and name it Ghost Perk. Drop a drum rack on it. Now we want a small kit of subtle sounds. Not impact sounds. Motion sounds. The main break provides the statement. These provide the conversation underneath. Load maybe 6 to 10 pads. Here's a really workable set. A thin closed hat, a short open hat, a shaker hit or a sliced shaker one shot, a ride that you can shorten, a conga or tom tick, and a rim, clave, or woodblock. Optionally, a super short noise hat, basically a tiny burst of texture. And here's the rule that makes this work. If a sound is exciting on its own, it's probably too much for the ghost layer. We want things that feel like texture and movement. Now, program the ghost pattern. Start with either a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. 2 bars gives you more room for variation, which helps it feel sampled and human. Let's start simple. Put closed hats on every 16th note. Yes, all of them. But the ghost isn't about volume. It's about velocity, timing, and density. So vary the velocities. Most hits should live around 25 to 55 velocity. Put a few accents around 60 to 80. And save velocity 100 for deliberate moments only, like a fill or a transition lift. If everything is loud, nothing is loud. As a starting idea, slightly accent the offbeats. That gives you that forward-leaning rave push without needing to turn anything up. Now add a short open hat once per bar, like on the end of 2 or the end of 4. That's a classic lift. Keep it short. Keep it tucked. Then sprinkle a couple shaker hits in between the hats. Not everywhere. Just enough that when you listen, there's a sense of hands moving. Not a machine firing. And finally, a few conga or tom ticks on weak subdivisions. These should be the kind of thing you don't consciously hear, but your body feels the funk. Now the most important part for jungle feel, groove. Open the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 57 to 63. If you have an SP style swing, that can be even more on theme, but stock MPC swing is totally fine. Apply the groove to your ghost clip, and start with timing around 15 to 35%, velocity around 10 to 25%, random around 5 to 15%. Here's what we're trying to avoid: straight 16 THS with identical velocities. That's the machine gun hat problem, and it instantly makes the track feel more EDM than jungle. Now let's make it truly ghost. We shape it so it sits behind the break. After the drum rack on the Ghost Perk track, build this device chain, EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor, then utility. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. If you're unsure, start at 350 and adjust by ear. The ghost layer has basically no business in the low mids. Any buildup down there fights your kick, fights your bass, and muddies the break. We want headroom and clarity down low, and motion up top. If the ghost layer starts poking your snare crack in an annoying way, try a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, narrowish Q, subtle moves. If you need a touch of air, add a gentle shelf at 10 to 12 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, but be careful. Overly bright hats are one of the fastest ways to accidentally modernize your jungle. Now drum bus. This is where the rave system grit glue starts to appear. Set drive anywhere from 5 to 20%, but don't just crank it. Listen, add a little crunch if you want extra texture, maybe 0 to 20%. Turn boom off or keep it extremely low. Remember, we're not trying to create low end here. Use damp somewhere around 20 to 50% to tame harshness. And then the key control, transient. Pull transient down, like -5 to -20. That softens the attack, so these hits sit behind the main break instead of competing with it. Next, saturator. Choose a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Drive around +2 to +6 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then compensate the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. What we want here is harmonics. Presence. A little fuzzed edge that feels sampled, not pristine. Now glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds. Release to auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. And aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Makeup off. Set the output manually. This is not about smashing it. It's about pinning it in place so the ghost layer behaves like one cohesive bed instead of a bunch of separate taps. Now utility. This is where you commit to the ghost concept. Pull the gain down. Dart somewhere between -10 and -18 dB. Seriously, here's a teacher trick. Turn it down until you almost can't hear it, then bring it up until the groove starts leaning forward. The moment you clearly identify every hit, you've gone too far. Treat it like tape hiss with rhythm. If you want width, you can go to 110 to 140%, but be cautious. Super wide hats can smear in mono and they can mess with the perceived punch of your break. Keep important rhythmic anchors closer to center. Now we add one of the biggest. It suddenly sounds like a record moves. Sidechain the ghost to the break. After utility, add the regular compressor, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your main break track. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Now lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. And listen to what happens. The ghost layer starts breathing around the break. The break feels more upfront, and the ghost becomes this moving cushion underneath it. That's the illusion. Now let's add that true retro vibe, resample it into an audio loop and treat it like it came from a sampled record. Create a new audio track called Ghost Resample. Set audio from to the ghost perk track, post effects, record 4 to 8 bars. Now you've got a printed loop. Set warp to beats mode. You can use transient looping for consistency. Then, lightly add redux. Downsample somewhere around 12 to 20kHz. Bit reduction barely at all, like 0 to 2. This is not a bit crush effect. This is converter rub. A little crust. If it's too shiny, add auto filter and low pass around 12 to 16kHz. That gentle shaving of extreme top can instantly make things feel less moderate and more warehouse. Now for space. Build a return track called a rave room. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Set it to room or small hall. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 10kHz, low cut 300 to 600hz, and since it's a return, keep mix at 100%. After that, EQ 8, high pass around 400 to 700hz, and if it gets nasty, dip 2 to 4kHz a bit. Optionally, add a saturator after the EQ for a tiny bit of warmth. Now send your ghost layer to this return. Start around -20 to -12 dB send. You want space, not obvious reverb. If you hear the room as an effect, it's too much. In old jungle, ambience often feels like it's part of the sample, not a plugin sitting on top. Extra coach move, for drop impact. Don't necessarily mute the ghost. Mute the room, right before the drop. Automate the rave room send down to zero for the last half bar, then pop it back on the downbeat. That creates a vacuum then slam moment without changing the actual rhythm. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the ghost layer really earns its keep. In the intro, you can let the ghost layer be more obvious while the break is filtered. That makes DJ-friendly intros that still have motion. Slowly open a filter on the ghost or on the break to build anticipation. In the pre-drop, increase density instead of volume. Add a couple 30-second doubles at the end of phrases, or slightly raise the reverb send, or automate the sidechain release a touch shorter so it pumps a bit more urgently. In the drop, here's a counterintuitive but very real trick. Pull the ghost volume down 1 or 2 dB. It can actually make the break feel like it hits harder, because you're clearing space for the transients. Alternatively, keep its level steady but sidechain it a bit harder. For the second drop or later sections, swap the ride pattern, add occasional conga ticks, or do a reverse-printed ghost bar leading into a transition. One bar reversed and faded can sound insanely old tape if you keep it subtle. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, too loud. If you notice it as a separate loop, it's not a ghost layer anymore. You want felt, not featured. Second, too much low mid. High tass it aggressively, if needed. Third, overbright hats. Modern hats can make jungle feel too clean. Use drum bus damp, gentle high cuts, and don't be afraid to shave extreme top. Fourth, no groove. If it's robotic, it kills the vibe. Use groove pool, velocity variation, and a little randomness. Fifth, over-widening. Wide highs can collapse weird in mono and smear your snare. Keep width tasteful. Now a few intermediate to advanced upgrades if you want that deeper system feel. Try lock it to the snare, not the grid. In live, nudge a handful of ghost hits later by about 5 to 15 milliseconds, especially around where the snares hit on 2 and 4. This can create that dragged warehouse bounce. You can also do the opposite for urgency. Pick a few hits and nudge them early, like minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds, right before snares. That push-pull is pure jungle. Build controlled inconsistency. Alternate two similar hat samples, like A and B, so repeated notes don't sound identical. Change the decay on a few simpler cells by just a few milliseconds, and lightly randomize pan per hit, but keep your important rhythmic anchors closer to the center.